Let's talk about sex, baby. But before we get into it, tell me, spit or swallow?
Hi, welcome back to another episode of Spit or Swallow Pod with your favorite host, House of Chocolate. Today is a special day as per usual. And with me, I have two amazing guests. Michael Jackson. Do you want to score you Michael Jackson for this one? So we have Ayolawa and William on the episode.
Come on now.
Thank you guys for coming on the podcast.
Pleasure.
Yes. So today
we're finally inviting me.
I know. I mean, you've been harassing me. to come on the podcast. But I mean, it's good.
The opposite, Sha, but we'll take it.
Don't be lying.
Let's not do that.
Don't be lying.
For the sake of recording.
But anyway, for the sake of your fans, you know, I'm sure they'll be very happy to have you on here. You know.
Are you not happy to have me on here?
I'm happy to have you on here. So yeah, today we're talking about sex in marriage. And, you know, I want to have, I think this is the first time I'm having two guys. Okay, actually, no, I had the Menisms guys. So this is another time I'm having two guys. So it's a very, let's say, the male perspective, you know, type episode. And William, you're in, how long have you been married now?
This is February, so a year and 2 months, 14 months.
Oh,
you're
still fresh.
14 months? Yeah, 14 months. You're still fresh. What do you mean? Why does that sound a little shady?
No. Like, I'm still fresh in marriage.
How long have you been in the streets?
Pretty much.
I've been in streets all my life, essentially.
All right. So, yeah, I mean, we'll get into, I guess, talking about, like, the misconceptions and, you know, how a lot of times when people think sex and marriage, like, they think about boringness or bondage. Meanwhile, for a lot of people...
Wait, when you say bondage, you mean...
Not BDSM kind? Bondage. Okay. Not the all good right. type
just,
of bondage.
Just checking.
Like the bad type of bondage, you know, just how... I mean, Madonna Hall Complex is always something that will come up because for some reason, instead of, you know, those unions to be the ones where the sex should be particularly as, you know, intense and as nasty because obviously, like, there is supposed to be, like, a trusted circle, birth control, all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You often find that is the opposite. And then sometimes, too... I think single men are also afraid because of, you know, the feedback that they hear from their own
peers,
from their peers that are married who are not necessarily sexually satisfied. So we'll get into that, but let's play my little warm-up game. Oh, before we get into it, spit or swallow?
I spit on the punani before I eat it, so very spit.
Okay. Okay.
Swallow all day.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll just ask three questions and both of you can take turns answering.
Okay.
Do you prefer your partner to moan or be quiet?
Please moan. Please moan as loud as possible. Because, like, I'm a pleaser. So it gives me warnings. It gives me things to let you know. Let me know that you're enjoying what is happening. So
auditory validation, right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, please. Get this man out of here. William.
I mean... Similarly, because I mean, this is not Charlie Chaplin time, so it'd be I can't even imagine what
it would be like.
Silent sex is
it must.
What if they're a screamer?
Yeah, I mean, go ahead,
please. Feel
go
free.
Ahead,
let but then boss, do you guys moan too? Name. Because that's where we struggle.
So, actually, I have had situations where I was told you don't say anything, so then I'm conscious to now be more vocal. Because half the time, you're the one, well, not half the time, but a lot of the times, you're exerting energy in a way where you're not necessarily aware of what's happening with your own self, right?
Impeccable, but continue.
Yeah, so I guess it's now nice to kind of know to, actually, you can actually have some audio to sex.
I actually even heard that babies watch like gay sex because they want to hear like
moans. Like the grunting and the moaning and the singing in my ear, bro. Like, you know.
But grunting doesn't come natural. Like, it's not a natural sound to make
for anyone
in general.
Really?
Because think about it. Your best, I guess, in my idea of sounds. You get the closest sounds to sex in things that are happening reactionary. So like in the gym, right? Mm. Or you're picking something heavy. those sounds are what you get. And you're not going to grunt because you're picking up a bag of rice.
Actually, you will grunt because you're...
You might win.
Yeah.
You might win.
I feel like, no, I feel like, in fact, the gym is where people make a lot of strange sounds. Yeah, and I'm like, I bet you will shout stuff sometimes because it's very like...
Especially when you're like, you just finished doing like a deadlift and you drop it.
So okay,
like,
so maybe when you come, you go...
You know, like... I mean, I guess because you also haven't experienced men coming. So, you know.
True.
You wouldn't be privy to what the wide range of the sounds that...
I'm quite calm. Like,
really? You don't be...
Oh, no,
I'm quite quiet.
So I'm not quiet. On the common side, not. I got embarrassed at some point because I'm like, there's actually a lot more things happen. It's like my legs are shake too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I love that. You know, that's giving orgasm style, not just like ejaculation. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know, there is a difference. Yes, there's a difference.
It's not just busting it, not even go.
No, honestly, I'm quite...
You cried, you shaking, you vibrate.
I get shy. I don't know why. After I come, I get shy for a while.
I mean, yeah, you feel vulnerable now.
Then I'm fine. But I'm quiet most times.
Really? Why are you quiet?
I don't know. I feel like it's lots of mental work that goes into sex. Like, my mind has gone to a place. So it's like, half of the time, I have to, like, bring myself back to consciousness. Like, yeah.
And this is why, and I'm sure I've said this on at least 25 episodes, that when people tell me they're pleasers, for me, it's an instant red flag.
Why?
Because I feel like you're too primarily focused on what you're doing to the other person. As opposed to what you're feeling. You're prioritizing their own. I want to make sure this person comes. I want to make sure they have a good time. That one, sometimes you also limit your own enjoyment to just...
Valid point.
Oh, I'm stroking. A lot of times you're just focusing on your dick, what your dick is doing for yourself.
On who's... If you're meeting someone for the first time, you're out there to put your best impression. Best impression.
This has been the best night of our life.
Exactly. So she is going to come back on her own volition. You don't even have to call like, yo, are you free tonight? Again? Because that first time is literally your only interview. Ace always say... sex is like a dinner table, right? You come there and you want to make sure that they're ordering again. That's what it is. So as a chef, you're literally trying to make sure that it's without you, they're going to think about you. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, I'm a pleaser. The first thing I think of is like, oh, your ego. Because yes, you want that. But like you said, you want that person to come back. But the flip side of that is you're also denying yourself, like, you know, pleasure. And when you say, oh, like my mind goes... here, a lot of like intense passionate sex is also very mindful, where you should be noticing the sensations that are happening. But when you're too in your head with like your performance, you lose some enjoyment. You know, yes, you may get the ego boost, yes, you may get the pleasure of finished work, but how much personal enjoyment did you also enjoy in that moment?
I mean, I think my partner is having fun. I think if my partner is having fun, I think I'm having fun.
If you prioritize
having... If my partner is having fun, I think I'm having fun. Genuinely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. I mean, this is deep, but... Well, not deep, deep, but describe your best sex experience.
My best sex experience.
Yeah, you're blushing already.
Got a few. I got a few.
I think you should go first.
Right. Okay. One of my favorites, right? And I'll start from the end and then come back. In the morning, I wrote a poem. Off that
how
night
the sex was.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And it was called Body Art. So walking backwards, we'd met, we had sex, but it was more almost like a movie because there's only candles in the room and it was against a silhouette. Right, so we can literally see ourselves moving. And it was immense. So yeah, in the morning, wrote a poem about it.
Feel free to read the poem for us, Sha.
I do at the end. I do have the poem. I'll read it at the end.
Okay, love that. That'll be a nice finish.
Okay, so I don't think I can remember like an experience in particular, but I remember a person that I think we had the maddest sex. Like, I don't know why, for some reason, it just felt very good. I feel like she had a praise kink, right? So every time we, like, praised her, she went back times two.
Why do you say we? How many of y'all were in that experience?
Interesting.
Moving on. So I remember this one time though where interesting. Like, she was cowgirl on me and she was going, like, obviously I could tell that she was tired, mm-hmm. but I was about to bust. Mm-hmm. I didn't want a situation where we had to stop because I knew it was going to feel amazing. Mm-hmm. So I kept praising her and we just kept going. And when we came, we just looked at each other's eyes and we're like, oh shit, this might be the best.
So did you get busted at the same time?
I like to think so.
So you didn't even know if she busted. My love.
Oh, no, she busted way before that. Or, no, I'm kind of pressing that. I like to make sure my partner comes before we start the actual sex.
You don't control
sex.
that.
I mean, most of the time.
She's logically speaking. You don't always control.
You don't always control that, but like I feel like with time, I kind of know what to do
with certain
like parts. Yeah, with certain parts that can.
So yeah, one where it's like, okay, you're like, you've come, so I've ticked the come box. Now let's get to business. Yeah. Type stuff.
Come box. It just makes it easier. Like your mind is more relaxed. You're more into the experience. I feel like also generally I've taken some pressure off myself in terms of like, okay,
take the come box.
Okay.
Exactly. But you know, but it's good. At least you're trying to prioritize your partner's pleasure.
Yeah, because
some people don't even pick up if the babe comes or not. They don't know. It's just like, okay.
And I'm going to come regardless. So it's like, why not satisfy this woman? Like, it's probably harder for her to get there than it is for me. So yeah.
Okay. Cool. And the final question, where is the craziest place you've had sex?
The craziest place I've had sex. I don't know if I should say this, so in the church maintenance room.
Okay, what? I'm not gonna ask any more questions. No further questions, Your
church
Honor.
Church maintenance room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Honestly, like I was younger, so I think now I don't think it happened now, but I was younger. But
holy
yeah.
cow.
Yeah.
Not holy cow. Ciao. Anyway, William.
Quite a few places, actually. Quite a few places.
Mr. Williams.
Can I just go like top five?
Top five? Yeah. I love this. Please
top,
share.
Top five. Parked my car right in front of her house with patrolling security. Mm. Number two would be in the disabled people's toilet in the library. So you have handlebars.
Yeah,
so you could,
that makes sense.
Three would be.
Why do I feel like this is disabled? I feel like I spoke about this a couple of days ago.
Really, yeah?
Yes. I feel like this is
it's
a running
very,
thing.
I mean, it's
a yeah, they have all the. Yeah, they have all the.
To hold on to.
Yep. It's kind of like a sex room.
Three would be. So it's not even the place, it's just the situation. Is that. It was raining and then people had to crash in my house. So it was like lots of buddies.
Everywhere.
And it's just me and her like at the wall, right? Mm. So it's weird because it's kind of a little scary as to who could wake up.
And join you.
You know, I just leave that top three, yeah.
Wake up and enjoy the show, my guy.
I always thought it was going to be like, oh, it was raining, everybody was cold. You know how it is in the movies and they come in, everything is showing. And it's like, oh, I thought it was going to be like an orgy. When you said me, I'm going to like, oh. Womp womp. But that was cool too. All right, so let's jump into the topic of the day.
Cool, yeah.
So we're talking about sex and marriage, and I'll give you the floor first, William.
Okay.
What would you say? I mean, I know that, you know, you're in an exciting marriage where you guys are, you know, an amazing, and I'm sad that, you know, she couldn't be here today because she was supposed to come on and, you know, I would hear their
give
love story and give her perspective as well. But, you know, like, a lot of times when we think about marriage in this generation, not a lot of people are excited about it because we know what's going on. Married men cheating is such a normal, like, it's not if you say, oh, this married man, nobody even look twice because we've extremely normalized it in, you know, our culture. And, you know, a lot of people are talking about unhappy marriages. And that's why I also like to highlight people who are in, happy marriages. But I feel like one major component of a happy marriage is like a happy sexual, you know, life. And they go hand in hand, sexual satisfaction and relationship satisfaction.
Yeah.
So, you know, take the floor. Tell us, like, your experience. Did you have, like, because I can imagine, I mean, if you're fucking in the rain and fucking in a stable toilet, I can imagine that, you were getting up to a lot before you got into that. How was your transition? What were your fears? And, you know, just
Fears. I don't think fears happened because I'm the kind of person prior to getting married. we're not going to be in a relationship if we're not going to have sex. It's as simple as that, right? And not for any other reason. One, I'm not religious, so like I'm not afraid of hell because I'm having sex. But it was a case of compatibility, right? If we're not compatible, then a lot of things are not going to go well, right? We need to be able to have situations where we are able to speak with our bodies as much as our mouths, or in the daytime, or it has to be the same kind of chemistry. So getting married to someone who's also in the same wavelength is, I guess, fantastic and a blessing, but also I'd say strategic because we've both been very deliberate about having that chemistry prior to getting married. So we're not going to get any shocks and like, oh shit, you don't do that. Oh damn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So none of that. And yeah, I think just kind of moving on to the men or the society having a lot of infidelity, I think it's because people not being expressive prior to getting married. Say what you want, prior to getting married, so that when you do get married, you can actually do those things. And I think just prior to this, to starting, doing things to others that you probably would never do it to your wife, right? Because she's this jewel that you can't
sacred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Madonna whole complex.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's really sad because the person you should really be the most freaky with is your partner.
Yeah. I fully agree with that. And I mean, it's such a blessing because it is such a recurrent thing where people don't prioritize, you know, sexual compatibility. Like, they're just like, okay, tick, 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 tick. She's good. My mother will accept her. She's yeah. nice. Sometimes people are even great friends, but it's just that compatibility that is missing.
True.
And sometimes if you have that friendship, it's something that you can actually work on and build. But, you know, they're just setting people where, you know, it can only get so good, you know. And for some people, it's not everyone who cares about sex. There's people who are like, yeah, I'm married, but I'm happy to have sex once a month or once every 2 months. But what often happens is, how often do you find people who have the same libido match in those ways?
True, yeah.
Yeah, and how often will you find that one person is willing to come? Because obviously, like, if you're like, oh, I want to have sex every day, and yeah, with someone who is like, 2 times a week and you guys meet at 3, fine.
That's fair. But if you're like agree.
Every day, once every 3 months,
big problem. Somebody
will either feel like they're overcompensating, having more sex than they want to, and the other one will feel like they're starved, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that it's such a huge thing that people often, and even with self as well, you find people who feel like pleasure is something that I should postpone or should come after. You know, I've done whatever. You know what? I don't have time for sex because I'm working. I'm looking for money. I don't have time for sex because this. But it's a part of your life. And even without being in a marriage or whatever relationship style, your sex life is something you should invest in many different ways.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not married. But I mean, when I hear people talk about sex and marriage, generally, it's like what you said about, you know, it just seems boring. It just seems like people are not trying to, you know, do things to their wife that they would do to their side chick, for example, because she's supposed to be sacred and untouched, the thing that you said. But what I've also realized is that the reason why people don't have as much sex with their wives is because maybe they don't find them, like, sexually attractive. Let me explain what I mean. So you might marry someone because of who they are. They might be great for your kids. They might be great for you. You guys are, like, she can help in your business, you know. But then when you get married, or you might even be gay, and you end up getting married because of society, right? Mm-hmm. And obviously, because you are gay, you can't, like, have as much sex with this person as you be slamming balls outside. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Not slamming balls.
So it's like, that's also a huge important factor, because marriage, generally, you don't think of marriage more than just the sex. So there's some other things that might be more important to some people than the sex, right?
Yeah.
But not for me, child. So,
And as I always say, not for me too, child. For many people, like, obviously, if sex is fantastic, but everything else is shit, that's also not
true. Yeah, that's also
true. That's what is even worse.
Yeah. Balance is very important.
That's when you guys will have the most toxic-ass relationship. So obviously, yes, there definitely has to be a balance. And you know, I definitely agree with you, which is really sad, because why are you not sexually attracted to your wife. But it's the same thing with when people say, oh, yeah, body is for this. This is wife is for that. Yeah. And so you go and marry what you're actually not sexually attracted to. Then you put that one inside house. And what do? You go back outside to look for the body that you actually like. And that's why you see sometimes, you see some babes, they say stuff like, if I check your following list and none of the girls there look like me, please just stay away from me because clearly I'm not, you know, type, what you want.
But then people do cheat on their wives with the kind of people that look like their wives. So what's wrong there?
I mean, that one is left for them to... I mean, you know, the thing about cheating is it's not always just like...
The physical.
It's not always just physical. 100%. Some people cheat. 100%. Like, yes, a lot of people cheat because, oh, attractive, da, 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 da. But some people have the baddest wives that they were attracted to and they will cheat because novelty. Greed. They'll cheat because...
I mean, Halle Berry was cheated on.
What?
Halle Berry was cheated on. Cheryl Cole was cheated on.
I mean, so, Beyonce was cheated on. Exactly. You know? So, I mean, to be honest, like, Beyonce being cheated on, for me, is less shocking. One, because Jay-Z is just a street nigga. To me, that nigga is outside. But also, like, yeah, she's pretty. She's da-da-da-da-da. But when I think of, like, sex appeal or, like, why would you do that? I would even think more like Rihanna or whatever. But it's really not about the what person like. Being cheated on. You know, it's also about, like, the person. Some people cheat just because they're bored. Some people cheat for attention. Some people... I feel like a lot of Nigerian men cheat just because they can.
Yes.
Or they are putting opportunities where...
And there's no repercussions.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Like, you're putting a position where even if you are faithful to your wife, all your friends are cheating. At some point, they'll bring babes for you. Into, they'll bring you into the circle and you're just like, what the hell? No, you just, know, might as well.
Yeah. I have a question. Excuse me. Yeah. I have a question for you, really. Yeah. I'm just like, so... obviously, Joshua, just a question.
No, feel free.
So, like, you know, when they say... Because, honestly, generally, in my life, I haven't been in too many relationships, like too many like long-term relationships, okay. Right? So, like, does all punani feel the same? Like,
of course not.
I don't want to explain it in the sense that, well, I know people say, well, after a while, I get bored of maybe the same person, and maybe that's why some people cheat.
So first of all, no, not all women are the same. Yeah. I mean, it'd be different. And even the same person, it'd also be different through different stages of life, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm only in year one. So I can't tell you what it'll look like 30 years later. But I think it's about making it fun. Mm. One thing my wife and I do is when either of us is traveling, so the day before, we're almost likely to have sex and we call it one for the road, right? But it's that fun thing where we are conscious about our sex lives and especially she travels a lot. So there's always a lot of one for the road. Yeah. So it's actually being... I mean, friendly and fun with yourselves as partners. So we're doing things together. So meals are together, work is together. Therefore, sex would also just be together. Mm-hmm. Just being, I don't know, almost like merging into the same person. That's, I think, the thing for us is that we're literally the same person.
And one thing I like about like relationship or marriage, Nax, is that I feel like with sex, right, the more you know someone, the more you understand their body, the better it is. Yeah, so like, but having sex for a while, you know what I like, I know what you like. 100%. I feel like it's easier as opposed to having to go and teach somebody from the top. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some babes that you knock on the first day, they've gotten it right. So,
No, for sure.
Yeah, but it's like, I can't even lie, like over time, the more sexual you have with someone, the more compatible like you guys start to feel. Like, she understands your body, understand her body. So that I can see.
Now, if you have everything else added on top of that, she's got... head rides and everything, then it's a bonus.
Then it's someone that you love as well. So you're even having emotional sex that is nasty. So like, you're literally getting to transcend to levels that a lot of people will never get to access, you know. And then obviously there's now the safety aspect. I mean, obviously you still have to have your birth control or your pull-out game, except you're trying to be really like Sarah and Russell.
Have a little use running around.
Yeah, you know. So that's the thing. And I think that for some people, you know, they just... and I've actually found that there are many people who weren't planning to have kids, but just because, well, not never, but just because they got married, they just threw away like condoms and protection. And it's like, no.
Well, I mean, do what you need to do in the time you need to do it. So if you just want to have lots of raw sex, go ahead. But you also know the
repercussions. Yeah. Or the results.
Results, exactly, is the word. Because if you're going to bust a nut in there, then...
Well, for me, it's repercussions. Fucking repercussions, I mean.
Yeah. Like, honestly, though, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I can't get, like, having using condom in sex. Like, using condom in marriage. Mm. Right? I feel like we can try other ways, right? But condom, like, nah. Like, even in relationship, self, like, after...
After some time, because yeah, that's obviously like, why, and it's not even just like, oh, boyfriend, girlfriend, issue. If you have somebody who,
yeah, will you constantly you have sex with?
Exactly. One, you have to get tested, yeah. And if you guys choose that, okay, yes, we don't like condoms, because it's not only men. Yeah, you want to be one, you're sexually exclusive. And it's not only men that don't like condoms. There are women who don't like condoms. There are some who are allergic. I mean, yeah, there are different types and all. But if you put the right things in place, you can take them out of the situation, which a lot of people do, and that's what I always say on this board. Some people will say, oh, condom, they use it the first time, second time, and they just slip it. They just start going wrong.
And the thing is that, especially if you've been having condom sex with someone for a while, then if one day you just decide to try it raw, you're not start feeling all the veins and everything. But
veins. Whose veins? Your veins or her veins?
No, she's feeling my veins. So it's not like, nah, I'm not going back to that shit. We have to keep a raw dog in this pee. Like, I just keep going.
Just be safe.
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people do that. But it's like, you find that what actually shocks me is there's nothing wrong with raw sex, but are you getting tested? A lot of people do not. No, when last you get tested?
Sorry?
When last you get tested?
Genuinely this year. Okay. January. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because you find that a lot. When last did you get tested? Because people think you're married, you should be checking.
Last test was just before we got married. Because, I mean, you had to do it because of premarital counseling and all that.
I'm screaming. So you know it's the same. I love that. That's a high trust.
So when we started the relationship, we got tested. Mm-hmm. And then after that was the premarital. So about a year ago was the last time. Although, because I had to do a medical, it just came in as part of the test, but not because. Yeah.
I mean, that's great because honestly, so these are also the kind of things that will build trust. By the time you've done 1, 2, 3 over the course of, you guys started dating like in 2020, right?
2020, yeah.
Exactly. So it's been like 4 years that you've actually been together, even though you've just been married for a
year. Literally.
So if you've had 4 years where nothing has popped up from any side, of course the trust will be high. So no one even judge you for, you know, not checking and then.
So, but you know, just on the contraceptive part of things, I think. So since we got married, we like, you know what? No babies yet. So let's get a contraceptive. And I think the message that lots of ONGs have is that, oh, you know, if it's not hormonal, it's fine and there's no side effects. But that's not true. That's not true, right?
Don't tell me she tried the copper IUD.
That's the copper IUD, right? Yeah. And it is a bitch. And only last month, I was having a conversation with my aunt. My aunt's like, yeah, that's it. That's just a bitch.
What do you mean?
Periods are more painful. Heavier,
lots of bleeding.
Yeah. And just sometimes just random cramps and the back pain. So initially, I thought the back pain was because of the chair. But no, actually, it's around the period, the back pain comes and then it's because of copyity. Wow. So it's just the message around contraceptives and how they're just safe. And as soon as you jump in it, you're good. Not true. I guess my message would then be do more research and actually especially ask female ONGs, because it was a male ONG and he's like, oh, it's painless. The insertion is painless. No, I was there. It was painful. Oof. And that's just me watching, right? So I think as you get into that space where you're safe to then be on contraceptives, is to then do research around which one is convenient for you guys. Because.
And I think that it's amazing that you experienced that with her, because I think that because a lot of times men, obviously, they've made male pill since small side effects, people are crying, they've not really, they've not rolled it out, it's not safe. So the thing is, a lot of men can only, even when we talk about periods, PMS, contraceptive side effects of like hormones or all these things, like women's health in general, you can only empathize, but you don't really know what is happening.
And
I think that one thing that will make your partner feel less alone is you taking the time to do research as well. Being there with her. I love the fact that you went together. So even if so if she was describing to you now that, oh, insertion was painful, you actually saw
the picture.
Do you understand? You might not actually get the picture. You can actually be like, oh yes, I saw this, and she doesn't even, and that's also another thing about like how sometimes you find men will respect other men's opinions and stuff. So if she was telling the doctor, oh, you know, no, it was painful, da, 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 you can be like, you can speak up for your partner as well. So these are the things that make people feel seen, make people feel heard. And then you also doing the research, because it's not everybody who cares so much. If I go to a hospital now, me, yes, because this is my field. I'm even before it being my field, I'm very almost hypochondriac-y with my body. Like, I'm very, like, I'll research, I'll track everything. But some women, if you say, okay, these are the options, just put it, do this, they don't know what is in their body. They don't know what it does.
Yeah.
So they also end up having to learn along the way. So it would be nice to have a person who is also learning. And you guys,
which then makes the sex even better, because now you know the entire journey.
Exactly.
You know the entire journey. Yeah.
It does. And, you know, you're right in terms of picking what works best for you, because when it comes to contraceptives, and I even like that we brought this up, because, you know, I always say how in Nigeria, they call it family planning, because, you know, and why I don't like family planning as a tag is that I feel like it makes a lot of people who aren't thinking about having family. Many people won't think of contraceptives until they get married or they want to have kids or whatever. But it's like, now, as long as you're sexually active, that's like a downside, you know. And then the worst part is when I went on all of these like food ordering apps and stuff. Let me not mention them for the attack. But basically anyone where you can order food that have pharmacies as well, or groceries or whatever. Popular drugs on all those apps, birth control is the first thing.
Okay.
You literally see like not even long acting, like morning after pill.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's posting on. And I'm just like, why is that a popular app? You know,
people are using it.
Yes. And the thing is, and you find people that will say, God forbid, birth control is this, is that. But it's like, but you're actually putting the hormonal birth control, like it's supposed to be emergency contraception.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself taking it every week or every month, then you should actually go and get
an actual
long-acting, you know, birth control. And the downside of the copper one is like, it doesn't have hormones, but like you said, the cramps are like times 100. Yeah. You can bleed. In fact, there was one time I was like, oh, that thing is birth control, because you spend half of your time bleeding. So you just stay away from sex, basically, because you can actually bleed. And you're right in terms of the doctor will be like, oh, don't worry, 2 days, 3 days. Nah, so...
Yeah.
The pain that comes with there are a couple of people who don't have any issues with it. It works great. And I mean, it's one of those ones where you can live in your body for 10 years.
True.
So imagine if your body accepts it. And
then you're good for a long time. You're good
for 10 years. But then obviously, sometimes it can also cause you to have more BV. It can also cause your periods to be longer, because now there's something else in your uterus. So you're bleeding. It's going to take time to, because it's there. It's just dancing in there. You also have people who have
cases. And miscarriages.
Yeah, you also have people who have... I mean, if you're trying to get a kid, you should take it out.
No, so you say... Yeah, so a lot of people take it out, like, close to when they want to start. But the advice is actually, which no one tells you, is someone has to have had it before they tell you, is to actually take it out maybe six, seven months before.
So you...
Your body is still reacting, still adjusting. So whilst it's not hormonal, is that your body's still... Well, the woman's body's still reacting to... actually having the entire space not disturbed by anything else, because something is in you.
Yeah.
Right? So the body's still going to react to that. Yeah.
So that's something I've not heard, because when they tell you, like, you know, like with the hormonal ones, you usually have to wean yourself off it because you need time for your cycle to regularize. But the copper one is that because you can actually get pregnant if they take it out immediately. You can get pregnant.
Yes, you can, but slightly dangerous.
But I understand what you mean about your body adjusting to having a forming object. But then that also kind of defeats the purpose, because if I want to start having babies in 6 months and I take it now, I can't now be 6 months without birth control. It means you have to go on something else, or you have to use condoms, which people will not use.
Yeah.
Or you have to go back to pull-out game, you know? And so that's why you should get yourself a partner with a strong pull-out game. I'd not give you that advice, Shaq, because you carry Bella, you know? And you know, something that's also funny about pull-out game is how people don't think about round two.
But it can be practiced.
No, of course, for sure. But like...
Well, your pull-out game can be practiced.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I think I need that practice, man. I like punani too much. Like,
so what, you don't pull out?
No, I do, but it's like... Bro, I'm trying to have a kid.
The secret to pull out is masturbating.
Before?
You masturbate? No, masturbate. So you know yourself.
You know yourself.
So you know yourself. So mentally, you can clock it.
Yeah.
And you can get out of there.
Tell me what the feeling of coming feels like for you. Where do you feel it from? Does it start from like here?
I know.
Does it rise from the balls? Does it start from your abdomen?
What I know is this, Sha, because I've seen an episode of, I think it was Misfits, where I think I remember the character, the black character, it changed to a babe and he was touching himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the feeling of a woman coming is more intense than a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for me, it's just like maybe from your leg, you feel a bit of a vibration.
Leg?
Yeah, you just feel like a bit of vibration, then it just comes out.
So it starts from your leg and it goes up.
There's a contraction in the body. It's yeah. just short. It's so short,
and it's like obviously if you're like drugs, and
what kind of drugs, like Viagra or like
like weed, for example, mm-hmm. is heightened. You know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, it feels better.
Viagra is fake.
It's not fake.
I've had Viagra,
let me explain.
And it was useless in the first 6 hours. It was like 12 hours later, then it's like a bloody hard on. Yes.
No, I think because
how long did the hard on last?
Functions properly normally. Yeah, so you wouldn't know. So, but if I was an old guy that can't get my shit up, right?
And right.
I take Viagra, I would know that Viagra is working in my body. But you think it would just be hard. I think, oh.
But it didn't work in like. I thought it would work like immediately.
No, I guess that one is more either a dosage thing than the release. You know how like drugs have like half-life and stuff. So mm-hmm. when it's, you know, kicked in for you was much later.
12 hours.
So maybe, yeah. So maybe hours,
if
you want to use it the night before, then wake up strong.
Nah.
But yeah, I feel like you were saying something. Okay, yeah. Well, I was asking about
how it feels.
Yeah, so how does it feel for you?
I think it's... Because when you were talking about the body parts, I'm trying to think. I know I've had a headache from coming before.
Yeah, but that was more like after now.
No, in the split seconds after.
Mm.
Like it's an intense headache.
Mm.
So I read about it, and apparently some people actually do get like intense migraines from coming, but then it doesn't last.
Yeah.
Like 6 months later, you're good.
What is it, 6 months?
6 months. Well, it's not like a 6 month headache. No, but like you can have flashes of headaches within a 6 month space.
Oh.
I'm sorry, coming. Maru. I thought you'd just be like, you know, 6 minutes or 60 yeah. seconds.
So,
the most intense thing for me has been like partial deafness, but like
I'm coming. Deaf.
Yeah, like yeah. And I had the ear ringing thing.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
But I think it's more an abdominal and balls like just coming together and then shooting out.
Mm, so does it feel like a tingle?
Not a tingle.
Not a tingle. Just
it's a drag.
Like
it's like, you know, when you drag a generator and that little.
Mm. Yeah. Was it painful?
No.
It's not painful.
No, but how does it feel
nice?
Why does it feel nice?
Like, describe having a penis to me. Like, so if it's like a contraction, where do you feel pleasure?
So I think pleasure is when the cum's actually shooting out of the like head of the of your penis. I think that's where the thing
it
is.
Feels
yeah,
sweet.
That's where it feels okay. sweet.
Especially when there's also like follow through.
Like oh, a shooter. Yeah,
like shoots
yeah,
again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Only keep that's if you haven't
like a machine
had
gun.
Sex in a long time. So when it starts to pain you, if you masturbate quite often,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe if you masturbate 3 times in a day or 4 times in a day, the fifth one, you definitely feel some like pain.
Pain.
Yeah. Really?
No, not like intense pain, but
I think it just becomes like less is coming out.
Yeah, it's just like it's air. Just like he just starts to come air. Like when you've had like
you pumped out everything.
Brown, like, the nigga is like done. Like I don't have any more because there's no more.
There's nothing more, honestly. Then your balls feels lighter.
Mm.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. So if a man comes to you, I mean, it's not all heavy balls, obviously, having lots of this thing.
Yeah,
but blue balls is painful.
Yeah.
Blue balls is fucking painful.
You know what? I mean, I don't like blue balls because obviously people have used this as the excuse for, you know, all of that. But like, describe what blue balls is.
So I noticed blue balls from two things, from arousal with my partner and from sports.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least the... When I used to play American football, I'd noticed that sometimes in training, after training, I have blue balls.
Mm.
And I don't know if it's because there's a lot of build of testosterone there. And I'm like, oh gosh, this is heavy. Because literally it's heavy and I can't walk properly.
So you feel like your balls are
heavy.
It is sensitive to touch. Mm. And just having it between my legs is painful.
Yeah.
So I just go home and masturbate.
Oh, okay, to release
and
tension.
Then
what is the tension?
Sorry?
To release the tension.
Literally. And with partners where maybe we were touching. Sometimes not even touching. I could just see her. And she's gone to work and then damp. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm actually like, I feel like I don't know if it's because of being a pleaser or anything, but that's what, so many times I have sex and I don't come. My partner is fine. I'm like, are you good? Are you fine? I say yes. I'm done. I don't have blue balls. Like, I don't have to masturbate.
I mean, that's woman's reality most of the time anyway, so... Ah. Yeah, you be having sex without coming every day.
Ah, shade.
No, but actually, honestly, right, I'm one of those people that I don't believe that the end goal of sex
is coming. Yes, yeah, yes, for sure. Same.
So sometimes I think it's the intimacy. I really enjoy the intimacy. That's why I like looking at your eyes. I like, you know.
So missionary is...
Yeah, missionary is probably my favorite position.
So that's how you fucking all these girls in the streets. You be looking into their eyes, then you not call them the next day.
No, I'm not that. I'm actually not like that. I think so. Right. Okay. Yeah. But it's not the missionary way where I just both lie down, like, you know, the one way a leg is on my shoulder.
Mm. Gotcha.
It's quite nice.
Do you be sucking toes?
Nobody has asked me to suck her toes yet. But I'm sure if I met a babe that was into that, I might be. Because I've sucked other things that are not toes. Mm. Yeah.
Make sure the feet's clean, though.
Yeah, I mean,
of course.
The leg that someone just came down from Okada.
Exactly.
When look for us without socks all day. What?
I mean, but sometimes I feel like sex is a very...
In the heat of the moment, right?
Yeah, it's
might
very
just
like...
Put him out there.
I mean, honestly, when you're aroused by some... To be fair, actually, 50-50, because I can be very biologically turned off. Like, for instance, if you have a perfume that gives me a headache or whatever, there's some people where their natural scent arouses you. Some people, they just repel you. Like, everything about you. And I think that, you know, there are people who, like, you're so attracted to, like, even their body odor smells nice. It's arousing. Some is just like, disgusting.
It's a case of no offense. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah, you know, it's like, bro, like, that's what we've spoken about. Like, when people have the seasonings of the day and stuff, like, seasonings of the day. Like, yeah, sweat. It's not just fresh out of the shower body, but you know, it's like you're sweaty.
After the club kind of
thing. No, I hate after the club anything.
Because it always has cigarette smell with it.
Yeah, do you get like.
But honestly, like, I think the sexiest thing ever is going to a club with your partner. You guys are both drunk, you're dancing, grinding on each other, you guys are already having sexual tension. And you already know that I'm going to fuck the shit out of you when I get home.
Then you go home, shower, and then fuck
shit
out of each other.
No, why are you showering? No, let's knock on the staircase yourself.
Okay. Then shower, then continue.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I can't, like, I've never enjoyed this. Because I feel like, one, then I also hate alcohol breath. Me, I'm very, like, breath conscious. Breath is, like, a huge, is the big mouth areas. That's, like... 45% of I don't mind bacteria, because like when you're drinking someone's Kool-Aid, that bacteria is like juice to you, you know, it doesn't matter. But I feel like mouth area, oral hygiene is so important. And remember when Kim, they asked her one of the most important things, and she said teeth, like, you know, they part of like good teeth. It's not even about having good teeth, it's about having a breath that just tastes nice. Someone who can kiss. I don't want
I need to swallow your spits, like spits in my mouth. And I
exactly. So when you exactly. So when someone has like great breath, you know, you can drink their saliva. Mm-hmm. They can whisper in your ear. And so like the thing about alcohol breath and club breath is alcohol causes dehydration, even for women as well. Yeah. Alcohol will reduce your wetness too. And then alcohol sex, while some people perceive it as better, logistically. And just in terms of your performance, it's actually not as good as you think. In your head...
It's just because of the alcohol.
Yeah, so in your head, both of you might think, oh, shit, we did something great. But if you people watch yourselves, you know, that's been like...
No, but honestly, like, I've had some drunk sex that, and I'm like, yeah, we just did something right now. Genuinely, like, I don't think all of them is, like, all in your head. I think sometimes because of drunk alcohol, you're confident, you're feeling like... Michael,
yeah, that but that's him? The thing. You're confident, and so yeah. It's, do you remember what's the name of that movie?
Dutch Courage.
Wolf of Wall Street. When he was driving the Ferrari, and he was like, and then when he came out, and it was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that it doesn't help,
yeah.
Because obviously people talk about how wine is an aphrodisiac and da da da, and it does.
Like wine, people that make wine, they know what they're
doing. And it does, you know, help certain people relax. For some people, it helps them relax. For some people, it helps them become more nasty, more confident. So yes. You can have alcohol-induced, like, more passionate, more nasty sex. And then, so for some people, it's more of, like,
weed and wine.
Or, you know, weed, all of those kind of things. Because they
weed
feel like
wine.
It heightens the sensation of things, but it's just not my own personal preference.
Fair. So what's your personal preference?
Personal preference is clear eye, bro. Like, I want to feel everything. Like, I do get, like, I feel like all of those things, they create like a barrier.
The alcohol?
Yes.
Okay.
Between what you feel. I don't think it is heightened. I feel like it is expanded. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, it's almost like putting on like a blanket. So for some people, that's why some men last longer. They'll tell you alcohol creates a numbness. That's the word.
Mm.
It creates a certain type of numbness that makes them last longer. Mm. So the sex is mad because they were able to fuck for 6 hours or 3 hours and they didn't come quick. But they didn't come quick because they were not feeling it as much. Mm. They were just enjoying the vibe of it.
Yep.
So that's what is making it like mad. Not because you're feeling. So me, I'm more of like intense,
you want to feel
passion, all of that stuff. And I don't want anything to make me not kind of there or I'm half sleepy or, you know, all of that stuff. And then obviously, how you drink is also important because, you can just be slightly tipsy. Or some people want to be drunk.
Yeah.
I think tipsy is better.
I think tipsy is better. Honestly, tipsy is
better. Tipsy is definitely better. You don't fall asleep inside someone's vagina or something. And just,
you know? Or someone will throw up on you.
You understand? Like, those are things that can happen.
One position that makes your stomach awkward, the next thing, you know, imagine pressing
sounds like speaking from experience.
Imagine pressing someone's daughter's leg upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And you're pressing a stomach.
And then there's a projectile.
You know, yeah, because, bro, and that's the thing. People be getting drunk, you know. But have you ever had anyone throw up in bed?
Throw up in bed? I mean, no. Nah, please.
Nah.
Nah.
They've thrown up.
You've thrown up?
No, they've thrown up, like, just thrown up.
Oh, around. But it wasn't in bed.
And me waiting for them to get in bed.
Oh, fair. Then you get to have sex after.
Yeah, like, in 5 hours later.
5 hours, okay, fair enough. Right? I mean, some people
actually... let them sleep it off.
Yeah, some people actually, you know, throw up and it continues, like, you know, because, you know,
I could never.
Never. So what if they brush their teeth?
No.
Shower.
Like, okay, maybe.
But what's the difference in the five hours?
In five hours, I feel like your body has done some
work
cleaning,
like,
of itself.
Cleaning.
I don't know what it is, but I think you.
As like they throw up, and say it's gone back down inside.
I think I take breath after 5 hours. That's supposed to be breath now, because sometimes I can almost smell the alcohol and food mixture that's just come out.
Wait, the person I had sex with after 5 hours, they didn't brush their teeth?
No, they did.
Okay, yes, I have to brush your teeth now.
And what's the brush right immediately?
What I'm saying is, like, what's the difference between the 5 hours brush or, like, brush your teeth immediately after?
Because anything can happen. I feel like once you just finish throwing up everything that's in your stomach. But in 5 hours, I'm sure you have.
You're not even nasty. You use the throw up as lube now.
Jesus Christ.
Imagine the dick now stroking there, then now releases another projectile.
Why are you putting your dick in her mouth?
She's feeling like a throat.
You have to now, you'll be gentle now. You have gentle burps at that time when her stomach is still tender. And you know.
Let's just be tipsy, please. Let's not get too drunk.
Safer.
But sometimes people throw up for, like, you know, like you said, during head, you just go too much on her oval.
I never had that. Straight, I really hope I never have that.
But I think, honestly, even if that happens, these are things that happen during sex. Oh, yeah, speaking of that, how do you feel about, like, anal and, you know, chocolates? And by chocolate, I mean poop.
So, anal's fine.
Hmm.
No chocolate.
But what happened? But it's, like, okay, so it's about there. They're right there.
So, I think for anal, you have to prep.
Yeah.
Right? You have to prep.
You have to.
Spontaneous anal. Spontaneous anal is good for some people. Not just for me. No. Like, let's prep. Let's know we're doing it today. Yeah, and we're ready to go. But if it's just spontaneous, and then I go in there and like, oh man.
I see chocolates.
I mean, you can't take that.
Like, honestly, I can't lie to you, right? If I was a babe and I saw that, because I feel like I can be empathic, right? I'll make sure she doesn't
feel some type of way, right? Yeah.
Even though
how would you want to make sure?
No, like,
your initial reaction is your first reaction.
No, I promise you, like, and
but sometimes people don't know until they start smelling things.
No,
okay,
And another thing is that, like, if you're doing anal, chances are she's probably on her fours facing that way, right?
So you're not looking down.
So you're not looking down and seeing.
So you can see the damage first, seeds,
right?
And then say, like, what?
Oh, shorty,
put this in your mouth. Shorty.
No.
But I feel like it's even more
noticeable
if you have a condom on.
But if a condom is on, it's easier to kind of switch up. Like, you know, just take a new one.
Yeah,
but honestly, like, I'll try my best to make sure that she doesn't feel any type of way.
Good man, that's a good man.
No, honestly, like, I mean, it's natural. You that you're putting your pinky inside someone's ass. You don't know what's going
on. You don't know. Exactly. I actually would definitely have these attitudes towards sex because it makes a lot of awkward things like less awkward, even from like people accidentally bleeding and all of that stuff. Your, like you said, your reaction is very important.
Yeah, very,
and it's like, oh, okay, oops, we have, you know, an accident.
Yeah, I will clean it up.
Just like, clean it honestly, up and you either choose continue or you rest in the mighty name of
it's natural. Mm-hmm. Like, you are human beings, we bleed and we poop.
Yeah, so, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't throw up, so don't throw up on me, I beg.
Throwing up is not, well, I mean, it's not natural, but it's a thing that bodies also do as well. If you think about it,
when you're
coming
sick,
is
you
a dick throwing up, but it's okay.
It is.
When I mean, I get, but I get what you mean, but still the same thing too. It can,
the reaction
yeah,
can make it,
you know,
yeah,
and all because, and it's so funny because you'd say that, but if a girl should pee on your bed, no, she's squatted.
No, it does a difference.
Yeah,
well, like, yeah, you know, there's a difference between pee. I was watching this.
You would know pee from the squirt.
I'm watching these OnlyFans, uh-huh, right? And she literally peed on this nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And she peed. It was not squirt. She was actually peeing on this guy.
Yeah, some people like...
Was he into that?
I don't think...
Golden
Chalice? I don't think...
He knew.
I don't think they knew it was pee. But I think she knew.
At some point, you smell it too.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a thin line because one, it comes from the same place. Yes. Two, even from this research, there's urea in it. There's the only difference is that squirt is usually slightly lighter. Yeah. It has juices from the skin's gland, all of that. So there's like ejaculates, but it's basically diluted pee and ejaculate, which is better than a raw, hot piss, you know?
Exactly.
For some people want that smelling. I want to smell the bread and egg that you ate in the morning.
Damn. In the pee.
Nasty.
But I'll ask you a question. Yes. Do you feel like your sex life is going to change when you have kids?
Do
you think it changes marriage, sex, and pee that up?
So, I don't know. I hope not. Right? I hope not. Hope not. I really hope not. I can't say.
Realistically,
so I really hope
you
not.
Should be prepared for it to evolve or change in certain type of ways.
I mean, you have to probably just
adjust.
First of all, when
know a timetable now.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Because when you have your kids, it depends on her own recovery, her own journey. If you're having someone who decides to like carry the child and, you know, give birth and stuff, there's going to be stuff from body image, libido, so, you know, type thing.
So I do have kids, right?
Oh, fair.
Yeah. Previous relationship. I remember when they were born, sometimes I'd actually put them in the other room for my ex to have sex. Mm-hmm. So yes, you have to adjust your... You can be horny now, but you can't do it now.
Yeah.
You know, so this kid's there. So it's just adjusting oneself to knowing there's lives that are dependent on you. So you guys
have
some sense with all of this. Yeah.
You know, just having one or two. It doesn't want to open the door. And kids don't knock.
And I'm sure many people
have seen
the parents in some funny pictures.
I haven't seen them. I've heard. So I can't
lie. Heard?
You have?
Yes, I've heard.
Interesting.
Oh, you've heard?
Yeah.
So what did you do? You ran it?
No, I just want to.
You can't.
I was conscious enough.
How old are you?
I think I was like maybe 12.
Oh, fair.
I was a bad boy from time, so.
I was going to say 12. What did you know about that? Okay, well, 12. 12 was ready.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, 12. I definitely knew what was going on in that room. So I just kind of walked away.
I was happy for them.
I came up the next morning. So they were so happy, so smiley. Like,
That's great that your parents are having sex.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, and I like that too, like prioritizing. I think that's honestly the moral of the story. Your sex life, whether you're married or you're not married, when kids come, and adapting them to the changes, because there'll be a time when people will have to get to planning. Mm-hmm. Like you actually have to put sex in your timetable.
True.
You know, and
it'd be fun to just put it as a new meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Like Google
what's
Meet.
Crazy though, imagine you going from, like, wife is in the kitchen.
Bang in the pantry.
Your wife is kicking.
3 p.m.
Cooking, like, your wife in the kitchen cooking. Like, going from, she just wants to burn down the fridge to take something. Like, you ready to put prick inside her. To, like, having to chill. Like, I feel like, doesn't that, like, put a strain on, like...
I think if you both are conscious of how the new situation is, then you find creative ways to do it. Right? If you, for example, wake up in the morning and you know, okay, we're free today, but the kids are home. And then just do a little meeting invite. Sex in the pantry. Quickie in the pantry.
Oh, that's
right?
Cool. Yeah.
she accepts it, then you know, cool. At 3 o'clock, you know,
screaming,
you need
she
to.
She just put maybe or decline.
Exactly, decline. Exactly. And those are fun things about it. Those are fun things about it.
Bro, I just drop them kids at a grandma's house, bro.
Every day,
can't deprive me of me and my wife's quality time.
Every day,
every day,
screaming.
I'm gonna drop you in grandma's house. Not
every day. But yeah, but that's it. And I think that, you know, number one thing any sex therapist or counselor will always tell you is like, to keep your sex life spicy is novelty, doing something new, switching up your routine. Like you said, putting that Google invites, you know, put it like, you know, that alone makes it interesting. You know, yeah, that, oh, this is going to happen.
Fun, a little quick.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, there's this misconception that spontaneous sex is more exciting, but it's not always like putting it
but
in your calendar.
Spontaneous can be planned.
Yes. Yeah, you know, you can actually put it in your calendar. Like, yeah, sometimes, okay, come from the door and tear their clothes or whatever, but other times, like, okay, knowing that you have this time to prepare and even having something to look forward to, especially when you know, oh, sex with person is always fire. Mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. 6 to 7 or 6 to 8. Mm-hmm. I know that I can prep if I want to shave, if I want to do this, mm-hmm. I can shower, you know, all of that stuff.
Can we start like, you know, for example, if you guys plan to have sex at 8 p.m. in the night, like throughout the day, you can be flirting, yeah, sexting,
exactly.
Stuff, yeah. Like,
I can't wait to see you,
just
like
dick pics, exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. Even yeah. memes of this is how your face is going to look when I'm done with you,
yep.
those
yep.
kind of things. But yeah, at the end of the day, I think this really, applies to people who actually are like their partners.
True.
Imagine if you already hate the person and then I should not be telling you, I'm going to do this. It's like, nah, don't text me, I'll scream, you know, type stuff. So, I mean, obviously, please try as much. I know society is hard, but, you know, try as much as possible to marry people that you actually like yep. and you love yeah. and you care about. And you don't have that dichotomy of, oh, this one is for this and this one is for that. Another thing that happens is men and using the woman being pregnant as an excuse to cheat and saying, oh, she has changed. I hate, like, that's one thing that I find I love men say. Oh, she lets herself go. She just became fat. I hate the way her body became this one, that one. And while at the end of the day, yes, bodily changes can elicit any type of reaction sure. because yeah. a woman too can have someone who was forming gym bro and his body changed and it's just like this. But if you love and care about the person, especially knowing the process of, and this is why I always advocate for men understanding what these processes. Changes are. Ah. Like, you're growing a whole human that your body thinks is a parasite and stuff. Of course, these changes are going to be there. So that's the time where you should be mindful and you should care. And you can, and don't even now remove her sexuality and think because she's pregnant, she's not horny. Because some, their horniness also goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just might need to augment the positions with which true. You do things same and be ways. More gentle yeah. and stuff. So
I'm not trying to hit the baby's head.
I'm not true. Trying to dent the baby's head. I feel like that thing is such a myth as well.
It is a myth.
Because not even I feel like it is a myth because the baby is
so
inside the uterus. Like,
exactly.
You literally have to bust through the vagina, the cervix.
No, I'm joking about it.
You're like a baseball bat.
Some people think it's real. Some people, you'd be surprised how dumb human beings can be. Some people might actually think it's real.
You need like
and
a baseball
even
bat.
Some women actually feel like, no, I don't, because I don't want you to harm my baby. Da, da, da. I mean, don't go and be.
Yeah, don't be.
You know,
slam,
don't go and bust on music sack. But
obviously, like, on this, I think on this episode, like, lay her on the side. So it's like, give her.
Or, you know,
but she would tell
on
you.
The back. But yeah,
she would tell
what's,
you.
What's
it's different for different women. Yeah.
For okay. the person and stuff. And it's like, what if she has doggy fantasies during pregnancy?
No, they're actually like porn stars that only shoot when you're pregnant. So like,
so I Googled this. One time I was curious to see if
pregnant
they were
porn?
Like pregnant.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's
pregnant porn.
There is. And there actually
yeah, a ton.
Is. There
like,
actually
there
is.
There's millions of views.
There actually is. And one of my friends also told me that when she was pregnant, that was all she was watching.
Oh,
that she just
okay.
she was curious to see and she saw it and she was just watching it when she was pregnant. And
sure. was see, like, that's the right use of porn as educational purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. I feel like we should pick one more card. I don't know. I'm just like.
I feel like that might be one of us.
Oh, I want you to answer this question.
Why are you putting me on the hot seats?
Do you like edibles in foreplay?
No, we've already answered. No, we're talking about it.
Yeah, but that was off camera. Okay.
No. When we're talking about weed and this thing and stuff, you know me, I'm a clear eye type of babe. So.
But in foreplay, so you've not even started.
I don't want edibles at all, to be honest. So yes.
Okay.
The answer is no. I do not. Can't see one back, actually.
Ojuko Guru, Toyo.
Thank you.
What's your take on open relationships?
You already know.
Did I?
I don't.
Oh, I mean, you know, I believe in all forms of love styles and relationship styles and all forms of openness. Currently, right now, Like, I can oscillate between monogamous and poly. But my own preferred style of poly is I don't do emotionally monogamous, polyamorous. Like, physically, what's my business? But emotionally, almost me and you together in our soul tie. I'm not sure.
So, no poly emo.
Yeah.
Right.
You get. So, like,
so then there'll just be one focused person in the poly.
So a primary person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my main partner. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
And everyone else, it can be there. Relax.
Yeah, so they can be secondary, but not secondary in, I'm not going to be there emotionally for you and I don't need you to be there emotionally for me.
But in that situation, say poly across four people, for example, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would, in a way, have secondary emotions through your main person.
Secondary emotions through my main person? What do you mean?
So imagine sister wives, for example.
I'm not doing sister wives.
For example, right? For example.
I'm not doing sister wives.
Your main person is the husband. Uh-huh. Well, whatever wife C is nagging him about, he will have a reaction when he's dealing with you in your own thing.
So that's what I'm saying, that he's not allowed to have an emotional relationship either. Oh,
Oh, right. Okay. So then how does that poly work?
So that's what I'm saying. It's poly in terms of the physical, do you get? So if you have your other babes that you want to do whatever, and if I have my other niggas that I want to wear, right, it's cool. However, we decide to open it. It may even just be any extra experiences we have is together.
Right.
So extra partners, extra people. Because some people are close. They don't do threesome, don't foursome, whatever it is.
But then that would not be, because probably by the definition is either gamous or amorous, right? So either you're marrying or you're loving. So poly relationship does not exist because that's just a polysexual relationship. Sorry, that's what I mean.
They actually
wouldn't exist because that's just a threesome or foursome or fivesome.
Not necessarily. To be honest, it really just depends on how you choose to define it.
Okay,
because
okay.
It's like saying it's how I say relationships are a set of agreements and stuff. You know that some people are there just for the physical.
Right.
And it's one thing if...
The question was even
more openness. It was not just like, oh, polyamorous in terms of like, oh, the love. But is it still an umbrella to encompass all of that?
Gotcha.
And so for me, my own is... It's not that I can't. It will just take so much work that I don't want to do. That's when I'll now have to be bringing in my self-soothing techniques or like I'll be jealous or whatever. And I don't want to do that. On a normal day, honestly, for me to do that, my security level has to be like really high
in
that relationship. I'm generally someone who is not... to be fair, you say you're not jealous, but one person will show you that you can kill whatever you get. But generally, I'm someone who is already secure. And if that relationship is strong enough and I don't feel like I'm losing anything by that person getting whatever they need from our person, in certain conditions, if that person is also as aware of what it is, like, you know that you need to communicate, you know what I need, you know, okay, yeah, I might be feeling some type of way. It's something that I can do. Like, it's not a good for me, no. But me, as I am now, my own default setting, I don't really, like, I'm not someone who would get jealous because you're getting your rocks off from your dream, Mr. Buddy, when you went to Tokyo. Or whatever, like you did that, we're still together. This is us, it's not changing our partnership or our love or whatever and stuff. And you know, and me too, if I want to do whatever, it's just even more of like that flexibility of being able to have those conversations and being able to do all of those things and just being free. And I know a lot of people who actually practice this, people just don't know, you know, and then you know, they're together, they travel the world, they do whatever they want to do with different people and stuff, but they're not necessarily dating other people. Sometimes maybe one person says, okay, they have it there and that person goes in and out or whatever. But I just don't want my person to be like, oh, I love this one, then I love you. So no, I want to love one person at once and, you know, vice versa. So that's my own personal current stance. Tomorrow, tomorrow, Seth, there was a time when I felt like I wanted to have like four husbands, just me. They cannot have extras. Actually, I don't know.
That's polyandry.
Exactly, like polyandry. I'm the queen and all of them are my servants and it's like, do what I say, you know. Fair. But those ones, I'll probably be like, when I'm not there, as long as I don't see it. But that one too, I feel like even in that one, I'll have hierarchy, like 1, 2, then there'll be those small and play. In an ideal world. Well, we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
What's your take on the relationship?
Yours, the cause problem is...
No, to each their own, really. I mean... Life is hard. So you need to find your system that works for you. So if you need to be open to be functional, then hey, by all means, be so. And be able to defend that when your people get scrutinized. Because sometimes what happens is that people just back off and the heat's on other people. Just be able to be, I'm not saying be open to, I mean, don't be, you don't need to tell everybody, like, oh, hey. Just be able to defend your position and your choices. Because most times people don't.
Yeah, but it's weird because why do you need to even defend that in the first place?
No, because, you know,
maybe they don't even believe you. Like I'm sure if I did Nigerian people, I'm not going to be probably think that I'm just
cheating. Of course, no. Yeah. I mean, you know, even the open marriage episode, that was something that a lot of people were like, it's a lie. Somebody is not happy, blah, blah, blah. But there are many people who are doing it and they're happy in their relationship. It doesn't mean there's no jealousy. It doesn't mean it's not twice the work. It doesn't mean there's no conversation. It just means, and that's why it's usually called consensual or ethical non-monogamy. You're doing it in a way where you're not being dishonest, you're not harming anybody. Do you know what they're getting into?
Yeah.
Many people, they will shout, God forbid, I can never be in, but you can't cheat. They will cheat. Like, it's like people that I know cheating, people that I know, it was too funny. Like, there was someone who was saying, was more or less dragging the open marriage couple.
People, yeah.
Meanwhile, I know what this person gets up to, right? It's like, you happily do all sorts of
rubbish.
I won't even call it nonsense, but you are as sexually
open
and liberated. Even things that ethically people will say, okay, what are you doing with other people's partners that the partners don't know? You happily do that. But then two people sit down in a consensual setting. You are there cheating, enabling cheating, and you're judging them for, but then you're now saying, oh no. And I feel like that's what a lot of people think and about sex sometimes. It's like, once I marry, all of those things should stop. All of the sins should stop. I should become this person. I should automatically become satisfied by one person. All of a sudden, this is the type of sex I have. This is the chaste way. But then you've been doing all of this stuff. Your neurons are fired. Your DNA, all your body is wired in a certain way. So you can't drop it. You go back to what you know. It's habits.
If you find a partner that can do all of
this. Exactly. Exactly. And that's the difference. Because a lot of people have already felt like, and that's why that whole settling down thing even rubs me wrong. Because why do you need to settle down? It's like, when you finish all your whatever, you come and calm down. You know, you even find people telling people to marry so that marriage will calm them down.
Yep, yep,
and it's like, no,
yep,
why should life? Why? And it's even funny because at the end of the day, people start getting married around 20 something to 30 something. So why should your life end when your life is just starting?
Just gonna say, I feel like your life, like me now, for example, like, I feel like I've got to my final form in terms of like, I'm going to be a hot boy when I'm 30. Isn't that then I was going to sit in that grammar? No, I'm going to utilize it, spread my gifts to the world first.
But that's the thing, because you feel like there's a time where it should stop.
Mm.
Why should it
Society
stop?
Society puts pressure. Society puts pressure on it having to stop and how marriage is the points the upon point which...
So, I mean, I already know I'm going to marry like elites. I tell everybody that Kirsty listen that if I do even end up getting married, I'm going to get married. I mean, like when I'm 40. Or...
You see, and that happens because people feel like marriage is the end of some type of enjoyment. And to be honest, the average Nigerian design of marriage is
young.
Yes. It's not even just young. It clips people's wings. It changes how they... It changes how you dress. Oh, as a married woman, you cannot do this. Like this you cannot... There was. I remember years ago, they dragged this babe for coming on Simi's concert. She just had a baby, but she came with Adekunle Gold or something. And they dragged that. Why did you leave your child at home? People would be dragging women, married women for being in the club. You know, all of that stuff. And it's like, why does my life... Yes, certain things will evolve when you prioritize certain things.
Yeah,
for sure. But other things need to remain the same. Prioritize fun, you know, all of that stuff. Like, yes, there'll be a certain time where if you want to do the traditional child rearing, soccer mom, whatever, there'll be certain types of evolution. I just feel like it's also sad that you find that men, their lives don't change as much as women.
True.
To be women who have to become the wife, the this, the that. Meanwhile, it's so funny because I remember I was out like 2 weeks ago and someone introduced himself to me and I was like, I know you. You took us out when I was in uni like 10, 15 years ago. I was like, wow, you're still in the streets. He said, Omo. And then the guy now said, he's married. He's like, yeah, he's been married for, I don't want to use something to describe him because people may know who he is, but yes, he's like, I've been married for like 7 years now. And he was talking about, he now said many businesses in Nigeria, they thrive off married men because it's married men that have money. He said, all those Gen Z, and that's another thing I've noticed with like older-ish guys, millennials, they'll say, oh, just Gen Z boys, they don't have money. We're the ones that have money to spend. So The culture in Nigeria also encourages bad behavior in many different ways. You know, I don't want to go into like cheating and all that stuff because we'll just drag for a long time. And you know, the average man, unfortunately, doesn't think about like marriage the way you do. Like, this is typical. Oh my God, cute. Two of you can even be a TikTok couple that all of us will be doing goals to get. And like, even your general views are different from what the average Nigerian man would be thinking.
But if you have chicken and egg, is it the enablers who they're cheating with? Is it the society? Or is it just them?
It's them. I don't know why people want to blame the enablers. Like, the thing is, I think that they go hand in hand.
Because if there's no women, if there's no woman to say, yeah, cool, I know you, I can literally see your ring,
but I don't mind.
But it's fine, let's go.
And I say, trust me, I've heard women actually say that they prefer married men. Like, I've heard women say they prefer married men.
So why I feel like, why is there any backlash on the women? Like, I'm not saying there's no, because obviously if you have your own moral standing, but even in this moral standing conversation, everybody's line for what is too much is different.
Yeah.
There was one tweet where one babe said, why should we stay away from your husband? Your husband is too fine, too sweet, too rich for you to enjoy him alone. So Jesus, I'm going to answer Neon Trump. And it's like, at the end of the day, you signed a vow. You said for better, for worse, for richer, but that's you. If said it to be in a monogamous setting, all of that stuff, you signed a vow to your person. Then
he didn't.
He's the one. You're the one that has a duty to your partner. True. The person on the outside. And now, obviously, a lot of this is, in fact, there are two sides of it. In fact, let me say like three. There's the side of the transactional side where people want those married men because the married men are one.
We'll sort them out.
They're more money. Yeah. Then some of those married men have collected training from their wives. So they know how to be better boyfriends. They are more emotionally present. You know, the woman has done the slave and the work. Somebody outside is receiving
never
the benefits.
Even thought of that one.
You know, all of that stuff. Also, the person is not as clingy as in your face because he has things to do with his life. So you can enjoy the best of whatever you want to enjoy. And you leave the person. There's also the physical side of things as well, because it's not every married person that is cheating with a random person. Some of them is their exes. Some of them is people that they actually cared about, that they actually loved or whatever. And stuff. So it's not everybody that is saying, oh, I'm sleeping with this married man because he's married. Just someone I was sleeping with before he got married and we continued our bad behavior. Yeah, you say when you ring, but you are still
my person.
Fair me to me.
Yeah,
do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's only you to not be like, I don't like this or whatever. If you're someone who, people sleep with each other in relationships all the time. What makes marriage change? Yes, it's sacred, but at the end of the day, like I said,
do you think then society is not seeing marriage as sacred anymore?
Because I think less and less.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and how much do people see marriage as sacred? Back in the day, well, the only difference is when the man dies, the second family will come at his death. Do you get? Because even when we go back to like, and that's why this whole monogamy thing is, when we go back to monogamy and like the institution of marriage and stuff, it was not on a romantic basis. We are the ones that are trying to force it to be romance. A lot of it was done.
Business.
Yes, it was business to strengthen families, to transfer property.
Strengthen relationships
and stuff.
Yeah. It was a strategy like, now my family becomes stronger if we're together.
Do you get it? Like, your family is big. We're now forming a union. We are the ones that said, no, love and romance. And that's why we're struggling so much, because you know, the way we want it to look is not necessarily how we were typically designed. And then religion has now also now enforced that one man, one wife type stuff. Meanwhile, back in the day, there were different styles. There were communal styles. There were people where it was women. There were the ones where it's like, okay, these are the men. These are anybody can touch anyone. Every culture was like, you know, different with that. We're just modernizing. This whole thing is like modern. But a lot of people have decided, okay, we're going to do this. So if you've said that you have decided to sign that contract to uphold it.
That's on you.
Why is these people outside that you want to? And you know, there was one other tweet I saw where she said, just because I cheated on you in your relationship does not mean I will cheat in my own. You're the one that does not respect you. Me, I respect my own relationship.
Wow.
So yeah, you can't expect somebody outside to carry your own relationship and your vows on their head, because what the fuck is their business?
What's your partner looking
do you get? Yeah, place, like, yeah. So for people to even, it's not even remotely equal to me in any way. Like, yes, you can decide, okay, at the end of the day, I don't want to follow anybody's, you know, that's my own line. I'm not following anybody's husband because I'm just not interested in that kind of mess, you know. I don't want, because I can understand why. Someone told me, oh, she's a professional side chick, she loves it. And when people list their own benefits of it, I'm like, fair enough, because for me, my instant smoke is for the man. People will be attacking the side chick, and that's why you now see women say, that's why you find a lot of married women hate baddies in quotes, because you are turning my husband's eye, you are this, you are that, cover your breast, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, no, why is your husband's eye not looking at just you?
Yeah.
Let the accountability start from the perpetrator, the one who is committing you're actually doing something that can potentially be illegal and lead to a divorce, than somebody who is outside who doesn't need to uphold that. And that's my own take on it. I don't think it's a chicken and egg situation. I think it is Indomie and egg.
We can mix it together, chow it.
But okay, so we're gonna close out now before they strangle me. Tip of the week before we close out.
Tip from me.
Yeah, and then from William as well.
Try as much as possible to keep things fun, keep things fresh in your marriage life, sex, you know. Talk to your partner, find out what they like. People's preferences change over time. Yeah. So I think you should try to find out what you like in the moment. So don't just think they would be like banging when you were in a relationship in the same way she wants it now. She has received new information. You know, maybe her friends have told her one style that her husband is giving her. So come on. Yeah.
True. I think it's be know yourself, really. I think a lot of people don't know themselves, and then they get into marriages and that's where they want to start like finding out themselves, and then partners like, who is this new person? So know yourself. Therefore, you would be a better partner before you even get married. And please communicate, because that's where it all falls. You know, somebody really wants to have doggy in a very nasty way, but he's never told his wife before. How's she supposed to know that? Yeah.
Honestly, I can't stand babes that can't like communicate. Like,
It's fear of judgment. I don't even honestly.
Like communicate about sex. Like communicate generally. Like you're having a fit about something. Tell me why you're having a fit. Like, why do I have to poke and like,
think
just tell me what's wrong.
Is kind of raised not to offend, right? So people don't then want to come across as I'm picking up
the fight.
Yeah. So if I don't offend you, then we'll all be good. But really, there's still something burning
inside.
And
then exactly, then it leads to resentment and you being passive aggressive. A lot of people don't know how to communicate for many reasons. Honestly. They don't know how to self-regulate. They don't know how to self-soothe. They would rather act out. It's deeper than that, right? Their whole family dynamics, how they communicated in childhood. Could they even communicate? People can communicate with their parents. And a lot of communication. I know we always shout about people for communication, but Nigeria is one. I literally posted something today about There are some people that think respect means, you know, treating me like a person because of my authority. And some think treating me like a person just because I'm a person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you now have those two people feel like, oh, you don't respect me. And then their own respect is not, oh, I'm just treating you decent because I'm a human being. Is I'm respecting you by doing what you say I should do without challenging. So, you know, you find that people can't even communicate in their own homes.
Yeah.
How do you know how to go and communicate outside when your own general, you know, communication style, attachment style was already haphazard from,
true,
you know, where you grew up. And that's the thing about like marriage and stuff. And what you said about knowing yourself is so important, because people don't do the work before they marry. Then a lot of people, because the goal is not even the life they want to live, it is to get married. So once they get married, they relax and then it's like, so you think I used to shave I shave once a year. I was just doing it to get, you know, everybody now shows their, like your true self will come out because you were doing all that performance and auditioning because you wanted to try to get. And once you go, your goal, your real self will come out. And that's why now, the one thing I like about our generation is if it's not working in 1 year, they'll call it quits.
18 months, 12 months, you're gone.
From 6 months, it looks like I beg, I can't do this anymore, you know. So may God help everybody that decides to get married. And if you decide to do partnerships or random relationship styles, it's great. So where can everyone find you?
Instagram, I mean, you know me already, so. But you can find me on Instagram.
Who knows you, saying you know me already?
You watching. This is my camera. You watching, you know me, right? Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at the Ayolawal, Theayolawal. Pretty easy. You can find me anywhere else, but Instagram is where we can communicate the most. So yeah.
So if you want to slide into his DMs, slide into his Instagram account.
Sweet.
Where can they find you if you want to be found?
Oh, you can find me, but just don't
slide into his DM.
No, I mean, his wife will kill you.
If you slide into my DM, you know the funny thing, if you do slide into my DM, right, it'd be a funny response because I respond with her like this. WPOBUBO. WPOBUBO. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. I mean, we'll tag you, Sha, so people they'll find you.
Well, thanks.
And you know where to find me at House of Chocolates.
Number one bad behavior.
The fucking
originator of Nigeria.
I feel like I've already said all of those ones now.
I've changed it.
It's just vice president now. That's all. Yeah. Find the podcast at Spit or Swallow Pod. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Spit or Swallow Podcast. Spit or Swallow Podcast on TikTok. SOS Pod Official on Twitter. And I'll see you guys when I see you guys. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Peace.